The leaders of the House Veterans Affairs Committee believe the VA misled them and violated the law, requiring the notification of data breaches. And now lawmakers want VA to explain why, in specific details, what happened and why agency technology leaders didn't tell them about these multiple nation-state cyber attacks. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with some of the details on what lawmakers are seeking from the VA. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so why do House Veterans Affairs Committee members believe that VA officials misled them and broke the law?
Well, lawmakers are less than happy that VA admitted only one instance of a successful nation-state attack at the hearing June 4th. Now, but evidence and testimony from Jerry Davis, the former VA Chief Information Security Officer, tells a different story. Jeff Miller is the chairman of the House VA Committee.
Our hearing was significant because it was the first time, the very first time, that we were able to get VA to admit that its network had been breached, despite repeated requests by our Committee for Information, despite the fact that the Inspector General had said that they had problems with their IT system. This goes directly against a letter that was given to Mr. Kaufman when he sent an inquiry to the Secretary as to how safe the IT system was in the Department of Veterans Affairs. And I just highlight the one line specifically that the Secretary sent back in his response. To be clear, VA security posture was never at risk. And we, in fact, know that that is not a truthful statement.
Now, Miller mentions to Mr. Kaufman, that is Mike Kaufman, the Republican from Colorado, and chairman of the Subcommittee on Investigations. Now, Kaufman and Miller say VA's lack of communication is troubling. Kaufman says the notification of Congress is required under the Federal Information Security Management Act was not done, and when VA officials were asked about it, they denied it.
Secretary Shinseki is at all concerned about the integrity of his department. He will, in fact, discipline those responsible who misled him to give him the wrong information, where, in fact, he did mislead Congress by virtue of the facts that he was given.
Now, that discipline, Miller says, could include possibly termination. Now, the Democrats on the committee, Mike Michaud, who's the ranking member of the full committee, and Ann Kirkpatrick, the ranking member of Kaufman's subcommittee, both preached the need to get all the facts first before making any decisions about discipline or blame.
Okay, so that was at the June 4th hearing. Catch us up. What do lawmakers want VA officials to do now?
Well, that part of that press conference, actually, what you heard was from Friday, which we talked about what they want to be done. Right. So Miller Michaud actually wrote a letter to VA Secretary Eric Shinseki Friday asking three questions, including for VA to provide credit monitoring services for tens of millions of veterans. Michaud says he's disappointed that VA didn't tell the committee about the problems up front.
At this point in time, I would like to get more information from the Secretary to better understand what has occurred and what plan the Department of Veterans Administration has to solve these problems. When we get the questions from our veterans, we will need to also be able to provide our veterans with complete and honest answers.
Now, the committee is conducting interviews with staff who support VA's networks and systems. Miller says this will not be a classified briefing, but just a private one with Stephen Warren, the acting assistant secretary in the Office of Information and Technology and chief information officer, and others who deal with network security. Now, Warren requested a closed briefing at the hearing earlier this month. Now, Jeff Miller also wants Shinseki to explain the inconsistencies between VA's testimony that exposed the nation-state attacks and a May 14th letter that proclaimed VA security posture was never at risk. We have a link to that letter, that May 14th letter, on federalnewsradio.com. Now, I did ask VA to respond to these questions from the Hill, and VA spokesman says the agency is aware of at least one data breach incident where data was removed. The agency investigated the incident, and they believe there is no veteran personal information has been exposed to unauthorized individuals. Now, Stephen Warren, the CIO of VA, referred to the attack during the hearing and said that they referred it to the agency's data breach core team to conduct an independent review of the incident and provide credit monitoring as necessary. The VA spokesman also says the agency is committed to protecting veteran information and continue its efforts to strengthen information security and putting in place the technology and processes to ensure veteran data is secure.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Does the VA or the committee know if, in fact, any veteran data was actually taken or stolen or used some way in scams, Jason?
Well, I think that's part of the problem and part of the concern by lawmakers. Nobody knows what's happening because the data leaving VA was actually encrypted. And that lack of acknowledgement from VA is part of what's also troubling to lawmakers. Kaufman says misleading Congress is one thing, but not to be honest with veterans is even worse.
The fact is that we don't know what they took, but I believe that they had a responsibility to the men and women who served this country to notify them at the point that they knew that they were hacked, to watch their own financial affairs, to make sure that nothing was to occur. They had a moral obligation, if not a legal obligation, to do that. And so they failed to do that. They failed to be honest with Congress.
Now, Miller says VA will have to find the money to pay for this credit monitoring service for the tens of millions of veterans.
We're talking about personally identifiable information, again, including Social Securities, birth dates, names, address, telephone numbers. VA should do that. People will ask, how will they afford to do that? Certainly there is money that the VA can use, and I think one of the best ways is probably to look at the money that they have been using for bonuses for executives around the Department of Veterans Affairs to be able to provide this credit monitoring.
Now, Miller says the only way VA or Congress may ever know what happened is if a veteran or a veteran's family member actually comes forward and says, hey, this happened to me. They stole my data and I had problems with my credit or something like that. Or if there's some kind of mass spear phishing attack that's really focused on veterans. Now, Miller, Michaud, Kaufman, Kirkpatrick all promised at the press conference to continue to pressure VA to search for answers and, more importantly, solutions to VA's cyber problems.
Now, Jason, you mentioned encryption a moment ago, and it seems, if I remember correctly, after the loss of the famous laptop a number of years ago at VA, they required full disk encryption of portable computers, and so we presume that if it's encrypted at the server level, that's the whole point of encryption, is to make sure that if there's a breach, nothing is lost. So is there really a worry, do we know?
Well, that part of the problem is they don't know because the data was leaving the network. As the people that were stealing the data, they were encrypting it as well. So they found basically holes. They got in through a back door somehow. And during the hearing, it came out that they took control of basically all the usernames and passwords of the VA system. So once you get control of that, you are able to kind of have your way in the network and go where you want and take the data you want. Some believe this was an attempt to get a backdoor into the DOD network. Some believe this was just nation state trying to cause some trouble, see what they can find. It's really unclear, and because the data was encrypted leaving the network, nobody really knows what left. And I think that's the bigger concern for the members of Congress.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to more details. Jason Miller, thanks as always.
Thank you.